This Dream Team interview is brought to you by Lafayette Regional Health Center in Lexington. Coach Jesse Oswald of the Boonville High School boys team, your nominations, Clayton Gokenauer and Charlie Bronikowski. Coach, talk about the leadership that these two possess, maybe if they have different leadership styles. Kind of tell me how they're able to lead the team on and off the court game after game.
They're both kind of quiet leaders. They don't say a whole lot, but they really let their games talking on the court. They're very well respected, not just by our own players, but by other coaching staffs as well. These two average between the two of them close to 30 points a game and about 16, 17 rebounds. And they did a lot of different things for me on the court. Clayton really was able to stretch defenses and make them step out and guard him. Charlie found ways to score mostly inside, but was able to step out and shoot the three as well. And then defensively, they both stepped up big and just kind of led by example by working hard.
Now, Charlie's a sophomore, and not many sophomores make it onto the Dream Team, but kind of explain to me what you've seen through him personally. You already talked about his scoring average, but maybe talk to me about some of the stuff he doesn't do, you know, or the stuff that doesn't show on the stat sheet that might have led to this nomination.
Well, Charlie plays the post for us, but like I said, he can also shoot the three. But even though he played the post, there were multiple times I had him guarding a guard because he's got good athleticism, he's got good length to him, and he's smart on defense. He was able to pick a lot of pockets this year defensively, and then he also played the front of our press and the front of our little 1-3-1 zone we ran at times. And even by doing all those things, he still found ways to get inside and get those rebounds. So when you think of a post player, you think of somebody who's hanging out by the basket offensively and defensively, and it just wasn't the case for him. Defensively, he was out top of the key a lot of times or trailing as we were pressing and still found ways to get inside and get rebounds, and then he'd get out and run the break a little bit as well. So he does a lot of different things for us.
What can Charlie do even better next year or the next 2 years? What can he grow into? What are some of the aspects of the game where he can become even better?
He really improved his game on the inside this year, became really aggressive attacking the basket. I look for him to keep doing that. He's got some good post moves. I want to see him really step out and have more confidence shooting the three. It seems like it was probably 7 or 8 games in before he shot his first one. He knocked down his first 2 or 3 that he shot, and that's part of his game. He was really efficient inside, so I'd like to see him be able to stretch the defense a little more and make them come out and guard him a little bit and really open things up for him because, like I said, he's got good footwork, and if he can get guys to come out and really have to guard him at the three-point line, then he's really going to be deadly because he'll be able to take them off the dribble and get to the cup.
Clayton's a senior. He'll be walking out of the doors of high school in just a few months. What are you going to remember most about him? What's his legacy going to be?
I love that kid to death. The thing I remember about Clayton is he always put the team first. It didn't matter to him if he played 2 minutes or 32 minutes. It didn't matter if he scored 2 points or 22 points. If we won the ball game, regardless of how he played, he was the first one to come find me, give me a hug, and say, great game, coach. And that's what I remember about him is that relationship that I have with him. I can remember back his junior year last year. We played Kirksville. We went in overtime with him, and Clayton struggled that game. And Bronikowski was only a freshman, and Bronikowski had a hot hand, and Charlie played the whole fourth quarter and overtime, and Clayton didn't play a minute of the fourth quarter or overtime, but the second the final buzzer sounded and we won, Clayton was not one to hang his head. He was the first one to come over and hug me, and he was really proud that we were able to win the game, whether he was involved or not, and that's what I remember most about him, was that moment right there, because that says a lot about his character and what the team really meant to him.